For many people who've endured trauma, writing can bring a sense of peace. A program at Crittenden Women's Union in Boston called Close to Home, Reflections on Poverty, Perseverance, and Promise is helping low-income women write their memoirs as a form of healing. Guiding the writing is author Michael Patrick McDonald. He's a Boston native, and one of his books is All Souls, A Family Story from Southie. Hello.
Hey, good to be here.
Also, Jennifer McCall, one of the students who wrote her memoir, which is titled Rising. Jennifer, thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Michael, I'd like to start with you first off. Can you tell me why you wanted to do this project with the written memoirs of these five women from the Crittenden Women's Union?
Well, ever since the experience of writing All Souls myself, I mean, it was through that experience that I learned the value of being able to reconstruct the story. Being able to tell any story of trauma means that you're able to claim agency in that story and be in charge of all the elements therein. It's up to them to know how much they're able to tell and to not really go there unless you really feel like you're in a safe place. Establishing safety to tell our stories is really the first step.
Jennifer, I'd like to ask you, why did you want to be involved in this project?
Well, I've always loved writing. That has always been something that is very therapeutic for me. Even as a small girl, I would have notebooks full of stories and poetry. I'd say I want to grow up and I want to be the next Maya Angelou. So it was something that I always loved.
How was the process for you? Was it difficult? Did you find a safe place?
It was difficult. I had to go deep within myself and bring up some things that I had thought I forgot about. Mm-hmm. It was really therapeutic to put it down on paper and look at myself now and say, I made it. I got through this. The shame that was, surrounded by some of the things that I went through started to sort of melt away.
We actually have an excerpt
Yes.
of your memoir. I'm wondering if you could read a little bit.
Sure, I could.
Okay.
I looked up and saw my sister sitting on the edge of her bed with a blank stare on her face. I asked her what was going on, and she said, emotionless, Ma's packing everything up and dropping us off at Daddy's house. I thought I had to be dreaming. I lay there for a while before it really sank in. For many years, I heard her say that she was tired of struggling with me and my sister while he lived a life of ease. But I had never thought she'd actually act on her threats of leaving us on his doorstep. My mother had a wild look in her eyes as she screamed at us for just sitting there. Start packing this shit, she said. We don't have all night. I hurried and started throwing everything I owned into trash bags while strangers carried my bed past me. Looking out of the window, I thought the awaiting pickup truck looked as if it couldn't possibly hold all of those dreams of being home. Dreams that, if only for a moment, had become as certain to me as that morning sunrise. I was heartbroken.
That's lovely.
Thank you.
Now, you said that writing that helped sort of melt away some of the shame that
Yes.
you had about your past.
Yes.
What about anger? Anger at your mom?
To be honest with you, I forgive my mother. As a teenager growing up, I became very rebellious, and I was angry at her. I was angry at the world. But as I became a mother myself with two young children and the struggles that I went through, I realized that she needed help. She needed encouragement, and she didn't have that. I was lucky enough to have those things.
Do you find yourself, Michael, telling students a similar thing over and over again in the class about how to write their memoir?
We spend a lot of classes interacting, sharing. We start with an exercise, basically as simple as a room I really know. Usually when people write about a room they really know, they go somewhere that's pretty meaningful to themselves. And then when they start sharing with each other, that's where the writing really starts happening, I think. People find out they're not alone.
Now, as we said, you're a native Bostonian. You
mm-hmm.
grew up in Southie.
In Old Colony Housing Project.
In yeah. Old Colony. Your mom was a single mom
right.
who struggled.
Yep.
So was that one of the reasons why you wanted to work with women on this particular project from the Crittenden Women's Union?
Absolutely. Most of the work I've done when I started being a community organizer, that's where I found my voice, mostly around the things that impacted my family the most, around violence, substance abuse, the drug trade. I lost four siblings to all those effects of poverty, and a sister who's crippled after being pushed off the roof in a fight over pills. So There's the trauma of violence, of homicide, but there's the trauma of poverty. And when we talk about PTSD, we're often thinking about one incident. But the fact is that poor people live in a life of trauma and a sense of feeling like your life is out of your control.
The memoirs will actually be released as an e-book, I'm told, and then there's an event at the State House where the memoirs will be presented to state lawmakers. How do you feel about the publicity of all of that, and what do you think's the intent of doing that?
If I could just encourage one little girl out there who thinks that she has the world on her shoulders, that she'll never make it out of her situation, who sits in her room and writes in her diary and has big dreams, then my struggle wasn't in vain.
Jennifer McCall, she's the author of Rising, a memoir that was written with the Crittenden Women's Union Close to Home Project. Jennifer, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Michael Patrick McDonald, the author of, among other books, All Souls, A Family Story from Southie. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Jennifer McCall now works as an advocate for the homeless and is hoping to become a published author one day. The women's memoirs will be on display at the State House next week, and the women will be reading excerpts of their memoirs along with lawmakers at an event at the State House on Wednesday.